Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on a very exciting Thursday on the Green Zone. Yes, the Foo Fighters are coming. It's official September 15th, Regina Mosaic Stadium, the Take Cover Tour 2026. Foo Fighters.
Bucket list band for nine.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Yep.
Is this a family thing or is this you and the wife?
I've asked Edith if she wants to go, my daughter. Asked her.
And?
I know my son, he wants to do anything. Like,
yes,
he's game for it. You want to do it?
Let's go.
He's
a let's go kid, for sure.
Yes.
I'm in. Want to jump out of a plane?
See.
Let's go.
No, I'm not doing that. And it's not even going to offer. But Foo Fighters, couple openers, including Queens of the Stone Age. That is September 15th, 2026.
There's another band, too. Do we know?
Locker. We have been told. Yes, there is another band. You can look it up yourselves, Saskatchewan. Meanwhile, some other exciting news here on the radio station when it comes to the Toronto Blue Jays and the World Series.
Let's go!
And you being able to listen to the World Series exclusively in Regina and Saskatoon on these fine radio stations, 980 CJME, 650 CKOM, as we're proud to be part of the Sportsnet Blue Jays radio network starting game one tomorrow. Every single game right here, 6 o'clock. And that, yes, we've already got texts. What? Wait, there's a Rider game on Saturday. What are you going to do about the post-game show? We will be on the air for the Green Zone post-game show right at the conclusion of the Blue Jays game. Unless it goes real quick and it ends before the Rider game, but we don't foresee that happening.
Oh, I want extra innings.
Yeah, of course
I
you
want
do.
The longest game in playoff history in the majors. 22 innings.
I want you to fall off the scooter again. Meanwhile, it's time to talk to my hero, Britton Gray.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray joining us as the injury report came out. Another kicker will be kicking for the Rough Riders. Brett Lawther ruled out, back injury, limited on Tuesday, Wednesday. Did not participate today. So I guess it'll be Michael Hughes, the American, kicking field goals on Saturday.
Sure. Brett Lawther was out there more than I've seen in previous weeks when he started. But give Brett a break, I guess, and just see what you have in the kid. You brought in an American kicker. It makes sense. They want to try him out. And I was just thinking maybe Jorgen Hughes should have been most outstanding special teamer, the amount of kickers, holders, punters he's had to deal with this year.
He just has to get it back there. That's it. that's his job. He's done it very well.
You know how much I love the ratio conversation here on the Green Zone. Do they throw an extra wide receiver in on that? Where do they?
Well, Nelson Lacombo is set to return
this
week.
Right.
So you can add a Canadian onto a Canadian. It doesn't have to be a kicker, right, or anywhere. So I imagine he'll be kind of the move because he has been back in the starting spot. It's going to be interesting how the defense rolls out in that West final because, boy, with C.J. Revis back there and Antoine Brooks Jr., they've been really good.
So Nelson has been back as his starting safety?
Yes.
And C.J. back at Sam Lyman?
C.J.'s been doing a lot of backup stuff. He's a guy I believe will be getting a bit of a rest this week.
Was there legit, or was it just us? Do you think there's a legit conversation about moving C.J. to that spot full time?
Absolutely. With the way the defense has played, how Antoine Brooks has almost played himself onto a spot with how dynamic he was against the Bombers in the past couple of games. And, you know, they really like him. There's an argument to be made, and now you can make it because Tavon Campbell's back. You do have the ratio. And Nelson Lacombo, of course, started as a defensive back out there.
Tavon's back, so that helps out.
Tavon Campbell gets hurt, you can put Nelson at that corner spot and feel comfortable with him there.
Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray joining us here on the Green Zone. The injury report came out today. It is a lengthy injury report. There is some good news, like Sam Emilis is still available to play if potential. Zach Fry, he is out, but it's good that he's been limited the last couple of weeks as the starting left guard, potentially healthy enough to play that West final. in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. We'll see what his status is, limited. This is why it's important the Riders got that first place. I know people, after a bye, they've been bad. You want to get guys healthy. You want to get the starters out there. We haven't seen some of those bigger names people want to see, like a Roland Milligan, Keyshawn Johnson, but even a guy like Zach Fry, he's an important cog to this puzzle, to the machine here for them.
So you get a conversation, and it's understandable, around the quarterback and load management, and then, oh, do you want a Trevor Harris sitting out for a month because we get the bye for the first round of the playoffs? That's probably not a good idea. We should give him some reps in a game on Saturday against the Lions. Do you have the same concerns, Britton, with a running back? Is there that rust versus rest conversation when it comes to a guy like AJ Ouellette, or it's like, okay, like, just give him another week?
I think you do want to play him. A guy like that, get a rhythm running back. You don't want him out too long and kind of just have him hitting guys, right? You don't want him to be out and then doesn't get you want a guy like him to get hit guys, is essentially what I'm saying. Get him in a groove, make sure he's still seeing everything right. There's some moving pieces along the offensive line. Spoke to Logan Ferland. He said it's about building chemistry this week. You don't want to go in off 3 weeks of rest in your first game as a playoff game. You want to build some more chemistry and continue to build as a starting offense towards that.
So do you think they'll play longer than, like, we're talking a quarter, like a preseason? Do you think they'll get a good chunk of time into the halftime, maybe go through the process of going through a halftime, getting geared up and going a series or two in the third quarter?
If I was Corey Mace, and now he has his plan, he will tell us that plan after the game.
After the game, what his plan was.
You don't have any input?
No, he did not ask my opinion. Don't know why. Hey, Corey, I'm right here. But I would play them until halftime. Get a half, because you want to see how the offensive line.
So you're Trevor calling Harris for a half?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Jake for the second?
I think Jake Marriott. You have to get him ready.
Okay.
And then Jack for the fourth?
I do not think so.
People will be waiting on hold through the final couple innings of that Blue Jays game, ready to get after it if they throw Jack in and lose in the last couple of minutes again.
That's what Mace is doing. He's thinking of you. He's giving you something for the post-game show, Jamie.
That's exactly what Corey's worried about.
Jack, get in here. Come on. Jamie needs something to talk about on the show. Let's go. You ready? Grab your helmet.
I would love to see Corey Mace look at Britton one day and go, Britton, what do you think we should do? That'd be...
Call a flea flicker, man.
They did.
And I really appreciated Mark Mueller pulling that out of the old bag of tricks.
I love that.
Love the flea flicker. One of the best
first
plays in
play
football.
Play of the game. Oh, they're going to take it easy. It's going to be vanilla.
Did Jake do that in past? Like, is that a thing that he's done, or was that new?
No. He flea flickers in everybody's offensive playbook. It's just whether or not you're when you're going to call it. But to do it in that scenario was hilarious. As the broadcaster said, now everybody who's getting ready for the Riders is going to have to, okay, we're going to watch this play. Punch. They might do this. And
the flea flicker and the Trevor Harris punt.
Yes.
You got to always be aware.
Okay, hold on. That's a good question. What bag of tricks?
I think Mark Mueller.
Well, give us one. Come on.
I don't know what they are, but I think he's got it. Like the flea flicker. They're not practicing that. They're practicing that in closed practices. Right, that's why they have closed practices, because those are the things they're working on in those scenarios. So,
well, that's kind of fun. Now we got something to look forward to on Saturday.
I think Mark Mueller's gonna.
I wonder if Micah Johnson can get a touchdown. Get him the ball somehow.
Well, he does come out on short yardage for those little short yardage.
They got
plays.
Him on load management, but he's available.
He'll check in there from Micah Johnson, big man touchdown. As maybe,
I like that Sam Emelis is.
I put him back at fullback. Just
that is Johnson. Our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray. Britton's going to stick around. We're going to take a quick break.
One quick thing. Sorry. What's your score for the game? I need yours, too. I got Lions something 24, like Riders 17.
I was like, I thought we were doing this tomorrow. I apologize.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then let's save it for tomorrow.
On the Blitz podcast, we'll disclose our scores.
You guys do that then, and then mine's 24, Lions, Riders 17.
That all depends on how all the other games go down earlier in the day and this week for the BC Lions and how much it matters. But we're going to take a quick timeout because Britton's going to weigh in on what is going on in the NBA, because we were having the conversation in the Green Zone Lounge today about will there ever be a moment with more and more scandals coming out and manipulation of playtime, et cetera, with prop bets. Do you think sports leagues need to scale it back on sports betting? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker and Green Zone writer reporter Britton Gray. By the way, Britton, just put this in your calendar. September 15th, 2026. You might be hosting the Green Zone that day. Locker and I have something, just so you know.
I thought there was a trio of us, but okay. Now we're all hanging out. I get it.
Well, you can come later after the 6 o'clock show.
No, it's cool.
You can hang out with us.
Why don't we do reruns?
right after the Banjo Bowl, a rerun of the Green Zone.
Why is Green Zone playing Seinfeld?
Although the last time I was on the air, the day where there was a major concert in Regina, the person that was in the concert called the radio station and did an interview with us, and that was Paul McCartney. So maybe I'll stick around and talk to Dave Grohl that day. Maybe
you know what? You go enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now Britton's like, oh, you enjoy yourself that afternoon.
So, Britton, a major, major scandal hits the NBA as Chauncey Billups, the head coach in the NBA, got arrested this morning, as well as a player got arrested this morning in a scandal that has 30 individuals being arrested, 13 of them mafia members. This is an illegal gambling and sports rigging operation that spanned years across 11 states. That includes La Cosa Nostra, the Italian mafia. How much trouble is the NBA in trying to save face for the integrity of their sport? Because this isn't the first time the NBA has been dragged into a scandal like this one.
I mean, it's tough for them as an organization, right? Because what do you do? Especially with NBA, when I think of the prop bets that you can bet on a 12 rebound, stuff like that, where as an individual in the NBA, you can have a lot of input into what your stats are. Others, the ones, there's teams, how people pitch to you. The NFL, it depends what the game plan is. You can't control that as an individual. The NBA, you can absolutely control your points or stuff like that.
So do you think there will ever be a day where leagues, like they're in bed with the gambling. We see it all over the place.
Yeah.
DraftKings and are. FanDuel and playing out, like all of it. Will sports leagues have to scale it back? Will they have to go, you know what? This is getting out of control.
I think the first step, in my opinion, is there has to be a reevaluation of what happens, the punishment of the players involved.
You bet you're out. Like, yeah, you're done. You're done. None of this if Sean you get Lemon.
These guys are manipulating the game.
Yep.
And they're also passing on inside information like, hey, LeBron hurt himself in practice. Like that kind of stuff. If you get caught doing that, gone.
It's forever. Tough when it's out of the box already, as we say, that they're mm-hmm. in bed with these major gambling sites, and you better believe there's billions of dollars that are.
Well, they're not going to change how people are allowed to bet on the game.
You're right. People, the players, I think more strict punishments will have to occur. But boy, with trying to police, hey, my buddy's doing this, or hey, this guy's doing that, they're getting better at it, but that is really hard to do.
It's going to be very interesting. And we're going to ask you coming up, 1-877-332-8255. You're the sports fan. Maybe you're the sports bettor out there. Do you think we're going too far in sports gambling?
Is it ruining professional sports?
Let us know, 1-877-332-8255. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Trey is savage at the start of the year pitching a ball. Now he is the game one starter for the Toronto Blue Jays in the World Series tomorrow against the L.A. Dodgers, the first World Series game since Joe Carter hit that home run in 93. That'll be played at the Sky Dome. And if you want to hear that World Series, you can do it at CJME and CKOM right here in Regina and Saskatoon, your exclusive home through the Sportsnet Blue Jays radio network starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The Rough Riders injury report shows Brett Lawther is out for Saturday's game against the BC Lions, so we'll see a new kicker there. And in the NHL tonight, a busy NHL schedule. It is headlined by the Oilers against the Montreal Canadiens. Open line time coming up next. You want to talk the NBA betting scandal, the Blue Jays World Series? The fan line is open on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on a Thursday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Locker.
Yes.
Remember, at the start of the NHL season, it was last week we closed the ability to sign up. We had...
Oh, I don't want to talk about this.
We had hundreds register for the hockey pool.
I think we should just ignore that you had this idea you launched this, and we should just walk away.
I'm the commissioner of it, by the way. And you know it's not rigged because my team is terrible. Not as bad as yours. Locker, two of his three defensemen, Evan Bouchard and Dougie Hamilton, have 1 point. That's not good. Every Friday, look for our social media. We'll update you on the top 10, on how the top 10 are doing.
Am I dead where you last?
No, you're not.
There's a couple of hundred.
You're at 53 points. The leader right now, as of today, after last night's game, is at 94 points.
They almost have twice as many points as I do.
Yes. Right now, if you pick Jack Eichel and Mark Stone, you're a big fan of the Golden Knights, you're doing real well because they are easily leading those. So we'll update that every week on who's looking good in the top 10 for all of you who in
the
hockey.
We're going to give away some stuff with that,
too. Yeah, at the end of the year, the top three will win the prizes with the Green Zone Hockey Pool. Thanks for participating in that. We have, within the messages that they're sending in when they're registering, a few of you were like, hey, thanks for doing this. This is awesome.
It's fun, yeah.
We will.
Kind of fun. Also, Tic Tac 20, we launched that at the beginning of the season as well. We're already 3 weeks into that tomorrow.
And we already gave away $200 thanks to Jordan Stahl's goal 12 seconds in for the Carolina Hurricanes this past Saturday. So tomorrow we'll announce who's playing for the $100, as that's where the jackpot will restart here on the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker with you. The fan free fall is open. The fan line, 1-877-332-8255. Whatever you want to talk about, you can give us a call. But we have been discussing the story of the scandal that has rocked the NBA.
Today, we are here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra.
That is the Italian mafia. Current and former NBA players and coaches Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, among the 30 individuals arrested. The charges include illegal gambling, wire fraud, extortion. There are two separate indictments. The first involves six defendants accused of participating in a sport corruption scheme that exploited insider information involving NBA players and teams. The defendants, one of those teams, the Toronto Raptors, by the way, the defendants leveraged their connections to place prop bets based on confidential insider information, winning tens of thousands of dollars per bet, is the accusation. The second indictment involves 31 defendants charged with participating in a nationwide scheme to rig poker games. The FBI says they used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. The two cases are separate, but there are three overlapping defendants, including former NBA player and coach Damon Jones. And we're looking through this and going, because of prop bets and single-game betting, and
so we should explain that, because there are some people that, yes, even you and I on an education level with betting are pretty Like, we're pretty low on the totem pole.
But with prop bets, to explain what a prop bet is, if you don't know, and there's many different variations in many different sports.
There's hundreds.
But you can bet on minutes per game by a player. And this is where Jonta Porter came in. The Toronto Raptor, who got banned for life, is people were betting the under on his minutes played. And then all of a sudden, as the game's going on, and he tells the coach, I'm not feeling well. And it... he wasn't playing.
Ugh.
So people won the under on minutes played, even though he was doing that, knowing people were betting on him to have the under on minutes played. Like, this is the stuff that goes. So rebound, like Britton was saying, rebounds per game, steals per game, points per game, minutes per game, and in different sports, catches per game, those types of things in football and all these other things. So you can bet on so many things on individuals in a sport. And that's why I ask, do leagues need to scale all this back? They're making so much money. Yes.
They won't. They won't. Jamie, they won't.
Will this hurt the integrity of the sport?
Yes. But there are...
WWE and whoop-dee-ding.
The problem with it is that it's also an addiction. And people aren't going to stop betting on it. It's never going away. I think what needs to happen is you need to draw a line in the sand with players, right? Like, let's just table the what you can bet on and how often you can bet on and how involved entrenched professional sports is now in the betting world. Jamie, let's just take that, put it over here. And then look at this other side of the equation. And I think the other side of the equation is what leagues need to do to control their players being involved in betting and being involved in manipulating games. And in my very humble opinion, you have to, like, the conversation we were having with Tom Manick from the sports market. He was like, oh, they got to do some more education. No, they don't.
Yep.
No, they don't. They do not. If you're playing a professional sport and you don't think that and you don't have any idea how betting impacts the game, like, then you're an idiot. I'm sorry. There's no way that person that is betting on his own sport or is involved in this needs more education. That is not a thing. I'm sorry. You can't convince me that you got to a point in your life where you're that dumb that you did. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I could bet on my own game. No, here's where I think it needs to go. If you want to save the integrity of this sport, if you get caught betting, you're out. You're done. Pack your bags. Get out of here. Gone. And if they don't start doing that, then they're going to have a problem. Like, look at the NBA right now.
Look at the CFL.
The CFL was a massive mistake.
The CFL, the new guy, Stuart Johnston, 2 days, like, it felt like a week after he became the commissioner, was like, hey, Sean Lemon, come back into the league.
Huge mistake.
I was like, what are we doing?
You can't. There's no second chances.
He moved the field goal post to the back of the end zone.
Who is this guy? You have to. That's where I think this needs to go. Because, I mean, we're already getting texts about the ads being annoying. None of this is going away. There's too much money.
Well, let's get to some of the texts. 1-877-332-8255. TJ is saying, gambling has totally ruined sports for me. Every time there's a bad call, I wonder if the ref or ump has stakes in the game. Then he adds also, Ohtani shouldn't be in Major League Baseball.
He should have been, what? You're telling me that wasn't a cover-up? Does anybody believe that Ohtani didn't have a play a part in that? Does anybody?
I'm not going to accuse him of that because there's no evidence. There's no evidence other than you think.
Does anybody think otherwise? Oh, my interpreter was betting. I had nothing to do with it. Come on.
But here's the thing. You don't believe that could be true?
No.
Oh, come on. You don't believe that an interpreter has a side hustle. All of a sudden, he's making money from Shohei Ohtani, and he can have a side hustle on the money he's making from Shohei Ohtani, and he is the guy with the gambling addiction. You don't think that's possible, that the interpreter was the guy with the gambling addiction?
Oh, sure. Come on.
If you believe Shohei is somehow in this,
I believe he's involved.
Or maybe knew a little bit more than he let on.
Regardless of whatever that is.
1-877-332.
That's baseball protecting that the sport.
8255. Potentially. That did not come out.
I love the fact that we were talking about our hockey pool and then we got into a gambling segment.
Well, no money is exchanging place here. It's not like we're manipulating hockey based on a...
I tried to cheat today gear. And he wouldn't let me. I wanted to get rid of Bouchard.
Yeah, he was trying to make trades. Hey, can I trade Bouchard from a car? No, it's done. You've already registered your team.
People, you can't trust anyone, Jamie.
See, some people pick Brady Tkachuk. Sorry. Darn. Sucks to be you. But Kyla from Walheim says, sports gambling is going way too far. You can't even watch every ad every 5 minutes. And with the people getting in trouble, it just needs to go away, says Kyla, 1-877-332-8255. It's never going away.
No.
But the penalties have to be so much harsher. Sean Lemon should never have been back on the field in the Canadian Football League.
That's where I think this needs to go. But the NBA needs to do something. Because I didn't really put two and two together until Britain commented about it. About how much easier it is for the NBA and a player, an individual player, to manipulate these prop bets than it is a football player or a hockey player. And he's not wrong.
Hey, we're betting the under on your rebounds today.
I don't think it's an accident, Jamie, that the NBA is in trouble here on the front end of this. But if you don't think that there has been some sort of an attempt to manipulate other sports, then you're crazy.
Well, a lot of, in Europe, this has been a major problem.
Soccer? Come on. That one.
Well, yeah, there's major soccer, especially the lower leagues. That has been a major problem of manipulate. Even in some of the lower level European hockey leagues, there's been scandals of manipulation for it come because they're not making that much money. And someone goes, hey, can you?
I have a friend who legitimately believe, and you will never convince him otherwise, that professional sports are scripted.
Yeah,
Jamie?
I've heard people say that.
And he has points he makes, and he will fight you for 4 days straight on it.
1-877-332-8255. If you're in the league, athlete, coach, staff, you get caught gambling, bye-bye, it says Tony. You're gone forever.
Gone forever.
I agree. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Open line time. Let's go to Mo. He wants to talk some baseball in the starting pitcher tomorrow for the Blue Jays. Mo is Trey Savage. What do you think?
Well, I figure that he's a great choice. The Dodgers haven't seen him at all. All they see is film. But it's a big difference between film and actually facing the guy. You got to look at Savage's first couple of games. He was awesome because nobody has seen him. You can watch film all you want. Nothing like facing a guy, though.
So, Mo, last time we had you on, you were telling us about the kids coming over and why. Are they gonna leave you alone? Do you get to watch in peace, or do you get the kids over for one or two of these games?
Oh no, he'll want them over there to have Sarah Bevy with, I'm sure.
Oh no, my kids will be over there. You know, Bray and Sean, they just love this stuff. They're gonna support the old man, whatever happens.
Right on, Mo. Enjoy. Okay.
Another comment, if I could. I heard that Joe Carter may come out and throw the first pitch. If that happens, that would be just pandemonium there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Joe, Mo, sorry, I was thinking of Joe. Where were you?
Here's a pitch on the way, a swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Mo, that was today, October 23rd, 93.
Okay, I'm almost 80 years old. I know where I was. That was phenomenal.
Were you at the beach?
No, I don't. You know what? I've lived out here for 40 years, and I've been out to the beach maybe twice.
I want to know if you and, because you told us about your jacket. Do you and Joe have the same jacket?
You know, I've got the original jacket from 92, 93.
Nice. That's awesome.
I wear that every place I can. I got comments last week about how original my jacket is. And the old lady said, well, you must be original, too. Yeah, I am. One more thing. Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Okay. Who the heck are Foo Fighters? In my day, it would be Beach Boys or Jan and Dean. If one of these guys hit me over the head, I have no clue.
Well, Mo, I imagine Bree and Sean would fill you in on the Foo Fighters. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. As Mo was mentioning, Trey Savage, starting pitcher, game one.
He's got a
World
good point.
Series.
They haven't seen him. Lindsey, to fool him.
Lindsey Dunn is going to tell you next more about this Blue Jays run and what it's like ahead of game one in Toronto coming up next. And of course, our game of the night. You want to go Oilers or Habs? Let's go Oilers and Habs.
Oilers,
tonight.
Oilers, Habs. It's a big test for
maybe the Nordiques and the Avalanche. The Nordiques and the Whalers, but the Hurricanes and the Avalanche.
Because Bouchard's playing still.
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.